Welcome to Dr. Fitness, the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to give you some great ways to flavor your food without adding a ton of
calories.
This
should be interesting because you don't like flavor in your food.
I do like flavor.
You like it bland.
I like bland, but I do like some of these things that we're going to talk about. I actually do like quite a bit.
Fire away.
But I will tell you, the one way that we all know, if you want to take food and make it more flavorful, what's the best way to do that?
You grill it.
Well, let's say we know that if we add anything, olive oil.
Or
butter, right?
Yeah, that'll do it.
Those things.
Butter.
Those things.
Everything's better with butter.
Those things will definitely flavor your food. However, when you do that, it adds the calories. So here are some things that you can do without a bunch of calories. Number one, balsamic vinegar. I will tell you this. When it comes to salads or anything, you spritz a little bit of that balsamic vinegar.
Goes a long way.
It really takes care of a lot of problems.
That has barely any calories.
Right. And it can go with, it's a nice flavor that goes along with many different dishes, and it keeps the meals very low in calories.
And sandwiches. That's the way to go.
You can go with sandwiches. I will tell you, there's a great combination. Anytime you have the fresh buffalo mozzarella, and you throw that balsamic vinegar.
It's like having a Caprese salad.
Exactly. It's really good. Now, the next one I know you're not going to like, Lee, but this one actually...
Better not be mustard.
It is. Mustard made the list. Whether you like the Dijon, the honey mustard, or Gulden's, whatever, the stuff you put on hot dogs.
I have no idea. It's never entered our
I
mouth.
Will tell you, you know what I used last night? I used mustard last night to help with the smell of other foods. You know how I don't like the Swiss cheese or real aromatic cheeses?
Right.
My wife made something, so I had to take out the mustard knife.
That's even worse.
No.
I don't even know what's worse.
No, that was great. It actually helped me out a lot. Another one, cinnamon. Now, this is a spice that it gets overlooked, but it's actually real good because there is evidence that shows that it has a stabilizing effect on blood sugar levels. So, you know, people with diabetes, you may want to use that as well. But this is typically a good thing for baked goods, breakfast foods, and stuff like that. You'll typically see cinnamon like on French toast, Lee, right? Some cinnamon there.
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal is a great way to use some cinnamon. Here's another great way for low calorie and getting a lot of bang for your flavor is chicken broth. A great way to make your soup. You can substitute the butter in when you're making the mashed potatoes as well. Use a little bit of the broth for that. Very low in calories, and you want to definitely go for the ones with the low sodium as well. And one of my favorites, Lee, this is something that really adds a lot of flavor as well.
Parmesan cheese.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Nope. This works really good with pastas and chicken and fishes. Parsley. Parsley, Lee. I know it's not the one you were thinking of, but it's true. Parsley is a great way. It's also a great way to get away of their smells. And it's a great source of vitamin C, iron, and folate as well. So check out those great ways to flavor your food. Real simple ways. And you're going to have a real good time using them in your foods.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.